Welcome to the Brick Build Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Brick Build. Today is day 13. New commitment. Control your lust. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 16, verses 7 to 8. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word. Matthew chapter 5 verses 27 to 32. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic that Jesus is dealing with is divorce. But Jesus talks about how to control our lust, which is the starting point that leads to divorce. We have quite a number of significant passages in the Bible teaching us not to divorce. Malachi chapter 2 verses 14 to 16, Mark chapter 10 verses 2 to 12, Luke chapter 16 verse 18, Matthew chapter 19 verses 3 to 9, and 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 10 to 16. Yes, the rate of divorce is higher and higher nowadays. Why? Jesus says it's because of two reasons. First, we can't control our lust. Second, we have no integrity and do not keep our marriage oath. We'll talk about the second reason tomorrow. Bishop N.T. Wright says, divorce normally happens when lust and lies have been allowed to grow up like weeds and choke the fragile and beautiful plant of marriage. Sexual desire, though itself good and God-given, is like the fire of Gehenna, which needs firmly keeping in place. Saying no to desire when it strikes inappropriately, in other words, outside the context of marriage, is part of the most basic Christian discipline. That's from Bishop N.T., right? You believe if we can control our lust, then there would be less divorce? Are you able to control your lusts? What I receive from Jesus today is a self-examination of our pleasant lifestyle. Jesus reminds me of two situations. The first one comes from the past 6 years of research for my doctoral thesis, Micro-Discipleship. I did a wide spectrum research on daily devotions. The result is that there is less than 10% of Christians who have daily devotions. The shocking phenomenon is that most people, including pastors, do not think that's a problem. Most of them told me it is a fact, not a big deal. The second one is that when I ask pastors and Christians about the percentage of Christians watching pornography, and the answer is almost the same as the first one, but reverse. Some pastors told me they read the results of some research indicating that 60 to 80% of Christians are watching pornography, and it is a fact and not a big deal. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus is asking you now, if you are those 60 to 80% of Christians watching pornography, you have to stop today. Repent and be willing to listen to Jesus' command to control your lust. Let me tell you, you do not have the power to control your lusts. You need to ask Jesus to help you. Actually, this Break Bill blog is to help all people to break their addiction, including pornography. Why not have a short win to stop for 40 days? Then you have a better chance to pull the sin out permanently with the help of Jesus. You may have other addiction that you need to stop. Today is a good time for you to stop 40 days in order to break that and to build a lifestyle of Christ-likeness. Are you willing to enter into this new journey to be with Jesus and to be more like Him? Dear Lord Jesus, help us to control our lusts so that we can be more like You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you know any relative or friend who is divorced? Do you know the reason why they are divorced? Number two, do you agree with Jesus' teaching that as we control our lust, we can help more people from getting divorced? Why do you agree or disagree? Number three, what do you think is the best and most effective way to control your lust? What are practical steps you can take? Family Corner. Today's devotion may be challenging for family discussion because it requires great vulnerability and is generally considered taboo in the family. If you are chatting with your spouse, pray for courage to share your own reflections first, rather than trying to dig out your spouse's sin. Number one, in your family, do you create spaces for each other to be vulnerable and share about your sinful structures? Or do you simply condemn sin? Or do you ignore the discussion altogether? Let us praise the Lord.
Song.